USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Cuban exiles returned to the streets of Miami's Little Havana for the fourth straight day on Wednesday, calling on the U.S. government to support a recent protest movement in Cuba. The Cuban government has restricted internet and cell phone networks in the country, but some videos of violent suppression have emerged. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he's called on the Biden administration to bring the international community together to bring pressure on the Cuban regime and stop violent retaliation against protesters.
Discuss these abuses, pressure or shame the international community into condemning and isolating that regime, and pressure them to be prepared to take action to prevent a massacre, a bloodbath, not halfway around the world, not in the Middle East, not in another continent, right here, 90 miles from our shores. A horrific bloodbath is what awaits if action is not taken and something like that does not happen.
This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.